From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey is backing away from claims that a child suicide bomber sent by Islamic State carried out Saturday's blast at a Kurdish wedding, killing 54 people. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim on Monday said speculation that a child was responsible was based on rumors from witnesses. No one has claimed responsibility, but the style of the attack and the type of bomb used were similar to previous blasts blamed on the Islamic State. The United Nations aid chief is warning that Syria is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time, with hundreds of thousands of civilians in dire need of food, water, and medical supplies. Stephen O'Brien made his case before the UN Security Council on Monday.
It is a chilling thought that these actions and the levels of sufferings have been tolerated with only limited international interference. So when hospital attacks have become the new normal, when medieval sieges of entire cities and neighborhoods have become a lasting reality for hundreds of thousands of people, this council cannot look the other way.
O'Brien said the UN is ready to move aid into eastern Aleppo as soon as it receives the necessary security guarantees. The UN has been asking for weekly 48-hour pauses in the fighting in Aleppo in order to get aid in and the sick and injured out. South Africa's main opposition party is changing the political landscape, taking control of the local government in Johannesburg for the first time since the end of apartheid. The Democratic Alliance candidate won the post of mayor in an election by local government councillors following heavy losses by the ruling African National Congress, the ANC, during this month's municipal elections. The win is one of several for the Democratic Alliance in urban areas, including the capital Pretoria, in elections last week. This is VOA News.